Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Chip, and we're here again to do another wonderful day of different sample healings from the Light Chip. So I think we'll start off with the emotional clearing. This is what everybody needs, and this is why I have it on the website as an unlimited clearing. So you do your first whole lifetime, and then from there you go on, and you can do it each day as much as you want. So if you have something that's bothering you, you go right on there, and within a minute, it's released. So here we go. So we'll go back. 5 days here. This is emotional release of densities. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And then we'll do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And for those of you out there who are in trauma, who maybe some people out there, maybe that's their middle name, is trauma in situations. They always manage to get yourself involved in something, and stuff always happens. So here's a trauma clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared, and there we go. And we'll do one for people who are in their mind a lot, a mental clearing. You're going to probably feel this energy as it gets released from you. You're going to be able to probably have a little clearer thoughts, think and connect the dots better inside of your head. When you do actually have a thought, it gets rid of mind chatter. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll do one other clearing here as a sample. Let's do the sensory body. This is how you sense that you're living here on this planet, with all your senses. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okie doke. So we have a co-host on today, a sponsor, Annika. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here. Good to be on. So, Ron, I know you have a fantastic event coming up. I should say also, whenever I come on this show, I'm so grateful, and I always feel like my energy just gets so charged. It's so great. And if anyone wants to sponsor a show, you can always do that. And it's a really, really good way to get your own more deeper questions answered by Ron. You will basically have the hour to make up your own questions, and you can do that by email. You can do it by obviously call, be on the show live if you want. So it's a really, really great thing to do, and you do feel the energy so strongly, at least I do. So I'm always so grateful for every Monday here when I have the opportunity. So, Ron, we know you have these calls coming on, the body organ rejuvenation. And I wonder if you can talk a little bit about that for us to understand what you're doing.
Sure, yeah. On the website, if you're brand new to the program here, we have a location on there, on the left side, the menu bar there. And one of the headings there is Alien life form removals, alien attack removals. And what this does, we have these critters inside of us that are invisible. And a lot of those are like, in our terminology here, we'll just call them parasites. And although these are actually larger life forms, there are some small ones, but most of these are like large snakes, octopus energies, squid energies, jellyfish, scorpions, mosquitoes. These actually crawl inside of our bodies energetically. And what happens is when they're inside of us, they can cause us all kinds of physical harm. And they actually probably start our actual, you know, physical decay and dying process. So what we do, we have these specialized calls to eliminate these. And this next series of calls are going to be coming. And they're 8-hour conference calls. And it's on Sundays, and you're able to get these things released from you as much as we can in an eight-hour period of time. So now we're focusing on body organs. If you're brand new and you haven't been on the previous calls, it's not necessarily needed. It would help you, naturally, if you would have been on them in the past. But if you're brand new, you know, just get on the call because you will have assistance. So the only prerequisite for you is to show up. And that's basically it. You want to come on and get these things out of you so you can feel better. And the main thing is, once you start feeling better, that's a byproduct of having more of your spirit into your body. So remember, your spirit's your main healer. And if it can't integrate with your physical body, then there's no way you're going to have a healing, because it doesn't. You can't have a healing without your spirit having that interface with the light energy. So if you want to have a healing from the light, you need to have your spirit as a conduit for that process. And we take out these energies. What I'm going to do is a little sample now for everybody. So I think it was maybe last week sometime, we worked on the liver. And I think that may have been Friday. I'm not sure. But one of the times we did that, we took out maybe a half a dozen of these life forms during the healing process. So
I remember that from Friday, yeah.
Yeah, so let's work on the lungs just to give you a little sample here. Remember, we'll be doing this for 8 hours. This is only like a five-minute session. So let's work on the lungs now. So these are people who have maybe a breathing difficulty. So the first energy we're going to be taking away will be the octopus energy. Remember, these are energies that are inside of you. And they're shapeshifters, they're shadow bodies, you know, and also these parasitic life forms. So you're connected quite well with these beings. That they live off of you, so this is why they stay with you. And you can say you don't want them, but they don't listen to English or whatever language you speak. They have their own agenda, and since they're going against your free will, you can't just tell them to leave and thinking that they're going to leave, because they're not. So here we go. Octopus energy. So we're going to be clearing these here, and I'll just count to 10 and just see how your lungs are feeling. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just kind of sense and see how you're feeling right now. And the next one we're going to release from you is going to be the squid energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do another one here. Again, take a deep breath, see how you're feeling. And we're going to release the white snakes here. And these are pretty long. They're probably, as I'm looking at them here on the light shift, they're between probably 6 feet to about 15 feet in length. And the diameter is probably about 4 inches. Here comes the white snakes out of you, ones that we can get anyway. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's see, next we're going to take out of you, there's some little things that have many legs on them, kind of like a centipede. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one more here. And this one here is going to be the scorpion energies. Here we go. 1, 2, this one's very, very heavy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll scan one more time to see which ones want to show up here to get released here. Which ones we can actually find. These here look like they're like mosquitoes. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll put some music on here. like you all to get up, maybe walk around, and just see how your breathing is doing for you. See if it's a little bit easier. Maybe some aches and pains left you from these alien attack energies. Are you out there still?
Yeah. Wow. You know, that really opens up my throat, and it's amazing because I do this clearing a lot, but I also know that it's hard for me to get everything, so I'm really looking forward to having 8 hours with you doing this. I know that makes such a difference. And after I did those first sets, when you did that, you did it way in back in February. You did something like this, or I know you got a lot of these energies at least. You might add quite a bit to what we're coming up to in this month. But I felt myself go to such a better place within myself. It made a huge difference for me. So I hope people that haven't been on them yet will know what a difference it can make to spend that much time on the Creation Light Ship and have that work with you. But also, Ron, I also want to ask, because I see a lot of the people that I already know are usually on the fast chat, so I want to say hello, and also hello to some new people that I know are going to be on, and I wanted to welcome all of you, too. And if you want to call in, any one of you, and have questions, you can call in. It's 888-815-9756, and you can ask questions to Ron. And also, I wanted to say that this might sound a bit much for some people that are new. Maybe you can explain a little bit again why we are dealing with this.
Well, your whole life here on this on planet Earth is overtaken by the darkness, basically. And the darkness is inside of everyone through these life forms. So what you basically have, I know that Shelby talked about this some way, in some form, but the light only works in the present moment, and anything that works in time and mind energy is the darkness energy. And the darkness energy, if it did not come into the light, and try to steal the energy of the light, it'd be fine. But since it comes in here, it takes away your free choice, free will. This is why you have a natal chart and everything else. So all of humanity here is actually stuck in darkness, and everybody's trying to figure out how to get out of it, and the light ship is the way to do this because it comes every 2,000 years for the people that are awakened enough to get out of the darkness, to have healings done, and to be able to become more self-empowered. And the way you got disempowered was from your ancestors. They gave you the gift of judgment, and they didn't clean themselves out enough and before they conceived children. And if they would have, you'd probably be listening to this show saying, yeah, You know, I don't have any judgments. I feel perfectly fine, and I'm ready to do the ascension. Well, most people are not in that situation because your ancestors, you know, follow the darkness script, knew about maybe the different arts of the darkness, and you know, dove into those. And in a sense, what you're doing is living the life of all those ancestors. So you need to shed the darkness to come into the light. It's very, very simple. And then to make it worse, the light, since it only works with free choice, free will, it only comes every 2,000 years. So that's what's bad about the whole situation with the light. But it can only give free choice. So it has to give you enough time on your own to experience wherever you go to. And the reason why they come every 2,000 years is because they know that the darkness does come in. And this is the way they can hold their frequency of light. If they waited, you know, say 50,000 years, this place here would probably not even be available for light at all, as you may understand. So they do come because of the fact that this opposing energy of the darkness, which I call the light of the darkness, this is what people talk about and teach, and the churches talk about this, going to the light, etc. This is all the light of the darkness, which is the false illusion of pure light. So in the light, it only works in the present moment. And unfortunately, the churches don't talk about that. There, a lot of them, at least in the Christian belief, are still waiting for Jesus to show up to save everybody. And that energy of Jesus from the light ship is with everybody, because you are no different than Jesus as far as his spirit. It's just up to you to connect to it. And this is the whole situation. So as far as the cost of the event, if you wish to participate, it's $200, and you can come on four particular calls, a Saturday call, which will be, I believe, on the 15th, and then the next Sunday, the 16th, and the next following two Sundays, you're going to be having these calls. So it's just wonderful to come on and to experience the light ship for basically 28 hours. And you're going to be on the light ship for the whole month once we start the call. And then you're on it 1 week after the last call. And they're helping you in the quarantine rooms outside of the light ship where the darkness is attached to you. Remember, all they can heal on the light ship is you that's in light. What is not in light goes into quarantine because the light ship will not allow anything of non-light to come into it. And this is our situation here on this planet, is that we have so much non-light into us from the thoughts that we have of judgments that's stored into our cellular memory that we have a hard time having healings done, because the light does not want to touch that. So we have to do clearings to clear out these invisible energetic bodies that we have around us, put in place by the earth spirit to keep our body from killing itself through psychic attacks. Remember, the mind's very powerful, and so are the aliens projecting mind energies to us, programs, subliminal messages, etc., and we have to get out of that situation in order to come into the light fully. So once you're in the light, once you're in the moment with your spirit, then you can start to see more of what's happening. And once you go to your spirit, you're going to realize that, yeah, there is a problem, because when you're in your heart center, you're very peaceful. In fact, we'll do that right now for everybody. We'll drop you into your heart, and this is where you're supposed to live, you know, throughout, you know, your whole lifetime, whether you're awake or asleep. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. And first floor is your heart, and we'll count backwards from 10 to 1, and you should feel this body. We'll call it your thought body, your mentalness, your mind, whatever word you want to use there, your ego self. It'll be the words that talk to you inside of your head, and that body has to surrender into the heart. So we're actually forcing this down into this energy channel to come into your spirit, into your heart center. And then once you're there, you're in pure peace. So here we go. And love energy. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, two, and one. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now put some music on. Stay in your heart center. You should feel that wonderful peace of your spirit. And just ask for guidance. This is where your guidance comes from. It's never inside of your head. A little more into the heart in case those didn't quite get there or you start popping out. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Coming up, definitely recommend getting on it. If you have a family, a lot of people I work with are single people, but if you do have a family, your spouse is half price, which is $100, and your children are free, including your pets. So if you have any children that are living in the household and you want to bring a family member on, like your spouse, then you're $300, and that covers everybody. So turn it back over to you, Annika.
Okay. So I see some great questions on the fast chat, but before I do that, I would just wanted to give you two more things to clarify, maybe if somebody who hasn't done these calls before, if they, you know, I can see somebody new thinking 8 hours seems like a really long time to do every Sunday. How can they do that and be absentee? Maybe you can explain that. And also, what does it mean to be on the light ship for that long? And even in between, what happens in between the calls?
Oh, that's great. So, yes, remember, you're in the present moment when you're on the calls, especially any call that we do. In fact, right now you're in the present moment. So if you notice, we've been on the BBS program here for about 25 minutes. Does it feel like 25 minutes to you? For me, I just feel like I just started talking. So you're out of time. And 8 hours of time goes by so quickly. We break every hour. Absentee people, I have a lot of those who want to come on because they just can't, maybe they work on Sundays, or they just can't find the time to do the whole call. So you could come on for a couple of hours if you wish. But once you're signed up with me, you are on the light ship. So you don't have to necessarily be on the telephone throughout the whole call. It is beneficial if you are, because we do water charging and activations with that, which are wonderful, and you would not know about those, and you would not know what rooms you're going into, but as far as the work being done to you, they will still work with you. So you just have to know that you're being worked with for 8 hours of time. So as far as what it feels like, being in the mind energy that we normally relate to here continuously throughout our life, it would feel like maybe about a half an hour, I would guess, to you. And that's it. We break every hour for about maybe 5 minutes just to stretch and walk around. Then we go back into different rooms for healing. But you're continuously on the light ship. And it's just so wonderful. So, and then after each Sunday, you're on the light ship for a whole week until the next session on the previous Sunday. And they're working with you, taking this stuff out of you. Like I said, the human race here, humanity, is really entrenched and tangled up with the darkness because of your ancestors and even people today doing these particular attunements, alignments with energies outside of themselves. The last one here was firing of the grid. That was awful. The ship clouds that came into Shasta here was just incredible. Before, it was very peaceful, and they all came in, so those people did humanity a great injustice by doing this because it takes you further away from ascension. Because now you have more aliens to deal with. And this is what they do. They open up these energy vortexes using their spirit energy that's inside of them, commanding it to do work for them, and your spirit goes along with it, and they use this energy, and now they're hooked up as a conduit for the darkness. So if somebody comes up to you and says, yeah, I was on this wonderful call. It felt wonderful to me. You know, I did this firing of the grid at a certain time. Man, look at that person and run the opposite direction because they're hooked up to the darkness. They fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. So that's about all I can say for that. But the main thing is when you're in the light, you're in the present moment, you're in the now, and the time does not seem like a long time to you. And you can go on absentee. You know, if you have like family members or even relatives that you want to bring up, they can do that too. I just need to know who they are and just pay for the price for them, and they can go up also. Sometimes it's hard to talk about how the light works with people because they're so used to living in darkness. They don't understand free choice, free will because of the mind-controlling programs that indoctrinated them throughout religion. Remember, if you ever went to a church in this lifetime, and maybe you were also indoctrinated in past lives, you still have that programming inside of you. This is why we have special clearings to release it out of you so you can live in more light, so your spirit can take up more territory within your body. So that's probably it, I think. Anything else I need to talk about, Annika?
Maybe just add that if we have family members, they do not need to know about. That's correct.
That is correct. Yeah, like I was trying to say there, maybe I didn't finish it, I guess, but a lot of times family members won't even get this, and they might think that you're crazy. They might want to run the opposite direction. They might want to disown you, it could get worse. Maybe a divorce could be in the future, you know, because these people are so entrenched with darkness that they don't want to understand what's actually happening to them, and these implants go off in them, so you don't have to necessarily tell them what's happening. The light ship will always work with anybody. Doesn't matter who and what they are, because they're there to give light, and if you have a spirit in your body, then your spirit is there from the light, and it's going to try to help heal your body. Doesn't matter what you're thinking. Your thoughts will not invalidate a healing. So I need to specify that. Your thoughts can never invalidate your healing. You may get more thoughts about what else you may want to have healed, but what was worked on at that particular time, you are worked on completely, and the light ship will do all that it can in a given amount of time to help you. This is why you're on the light ship for a whole week afterwards, because we need a lot of help down here. Humanity's been in darkness for so long because of people projecting dark side energies out and calling them into their bodies, asking for the divine to come to them, you know, calling upon the archangels and everything else, the masters for assistance. Remember, when you use your mind energy, you're using the light of the darkness, and they will bring forth Jesus to you. They'll bring forth Saint Germain, Archangel Michael, all these individual deities, you know, all of them come and they will present themselves as light to you. The only way you're going to know the difference, which you may not even know, is to go to your heart. And your heart will not allow darkness to come to you. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay. So, you did a couple of samples of the emotional, the feeling body, the trauma, the mental, and the sensory body clearings in the beginning. And if you're interested in all the different healings, there's a list of services on the website, and you can see there's a bounty of them on that list of services. And the ones that you just did in the beginning, Ron, are always good for anyone who wants to begin doing clearings with you. And also, I have a question about if you could please explain the sign and symbol clearing.
Okay, that deals with two different agendas. One of it is naturally witchcraft and spells. People put those energies into you. I've worked with people who've had very easily bullets and swords inside of their bodies. And you get those out, and all of a sudden they feel better. And maybe they have an infection for their whole lifetime. They can't get rid of it. Well, that's because in your past life of your body, and maybe even your spirit, but hopefully not your spirit, your body had an infection. And so in this lifetime, that infection is carried through energetically to you, and then it manifests physically. And then naturally from there, if you do end up with an infection, what's going to come to you? Entities. Entities are emotional bodies that died. Maybe they have the same infection that you're carrying right now living. So you can take on maybe 500 entities with you who maybe have, say, a sore toe or something, or an infected toe, which you have, and they'll come in and take your energy. So that's part of it. The other one deals with, like I said, past lives. And these things are energies that are brought into you. Could also even be called implants from aliens. And these are what these objects and different things you want to get released from you, because they're very, very bad. So that's one of them that that we cover here to get out of you, is things like that. And once they come into you, then you're quartered to that energy, quartered to that lifetime. Remember, you're living the life of all your ancestors at one time. So just because you're sitting where you are now, you know, doesn't mean that you're not living, you know, 10,000 years ago or even 50,000 years ago, because the cellular memory is stored inside of your body. And your spirit will choose what's next to come up along with your body. They get together and say, oh, this person here now, this body has a problem now with its elbow, and maybe at the age of, say, 40, and you're maybe 20 years of age now, maybe at 40, the person had a problem where they couldn't use their elbow any longer. They couldn't bend their arm. So your body will set itself up with your spirit, using the negative energies from your soul family, to set yourself up for traumas and dramas. And you know, overall, it's to help your body heal, only because you're unconscious of asking your body what the problem is. This is the problem with humanity. They don't ask. And so your body has to heal itself some way. It doesn't want to have that situation. And the only way to get you out of it is to bring it to you, so you can finally ask for help. But normally people don't do that. They'll blame someone else for their condition. And then all of a sudden, maybe in that 20-year time of you trying to get the information from your spirit, from your body, you know, either one will give it to you, but you're unconscious of what's happening. You see everybody else around you having elbow problems, and then finally you got it. And it's only because you were not paying attention. And this is the way it works. And then if you don't get it after that, maybe in 10 years, maybe you have an accident where you have to have your arm amputated. And that's still your choice, your free will, free choice, but it's the free will, free choice of the dark side. Because they set yourself up through your natal chart. And so all this stuff is going on. This is why we do the alien death code removal for everybody. Very, very important healing. So I can't say how much that one has helped people. I get so many comments from them who have actually had it, because they get their life force energy back. So back to you, Annika.
Well, yes, I can definitely say that that happened to us, and it's been a big, big change having those clearings, which is the Death Bar Code clearing, and it's on the website as well. If you want to look on the left-hand side and scroll down, you will see it, It is actually under, let me see here, it says alien, it's also under the alien attack removal part of the website, and at the bottom there it says the alien death barcodes removal. There's a lot to read, so, you know, on the website there's a lot of information. And then there's a question here about the body organ rejuvenation that you have coming up, Ron, which is on Sunday, August 16th, 23rd, and 30th, and all of those are eight-hour calls. It also includes the Saturday call that is for this month on the August 15th, which is a four-hour intensive that you do monthly, and that's included in that. And also the question here is, do the organs have more purpose beside what humans know that CLS created them for?
I would say the answer is probably yes, but I could not tell you what that would be. But yes, there is a lot more to the organs than what we actually see physically here, yes. Mm-hmm. So we'll do another sample clearing here. We have a question from Rhonda about is there any other way besides paying money to get on the call? Yeah, that you don't have yourself probably. Yeah, you could ask your friends to help you out. That's what a lot of people do. They'll come on and get their friends to sponsor them. So that happens too. Sometimes I have actual people coming up and say, gee, Ron, you know, I have a extra couple hundred dollars this month and I'll sponsor someone. So that happens once in a while for people. But the main thing is, you know, how dedicated you are to life and how much you want to heal. And so a lot of times just by asking your friends or your parents that you need to have this for your well-being, that they will come forth and help you out. So this is what most people do, where they just kind of figure out a way to, you know, get the money. Everybody has a situation in their life that they're dealing with, including myself here. These shows are not free to me. So I pay basically around 10 grand a year to do these approximately. And so I'm doing a show to help you out for $10,000. So that's how I look at it. So I need to get some kind of money coming back into me to pay for all that I do and the expos that I go to, etc. And it's not easy. I already went through a lot of my own personal money to help people. But aside from that, I love what I'm doing here, and I love helping people, and I'm so grateful to see the comments from people when they come in and they say, gee, Ron, I had this pain in my body, and I've had it for 20, 30 years, and you took it away from one clearing. It only cost me maybe $150, and I feel wonderful now, and I've been dealing with this forever, going to doctors, paying for insurance, paying for pills, and it's gone. And this is the reward that I get from having and helping people using the light chip energy to do this. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay. So, partly what we're doing, or one of the things that you've mentioned before, is clearing our judgments that are stored in our cellular memory. And Marie has a question about the judgment clearing. If the judgment clearing is enough to take us out of judgment, or do we need more clearing?
Typically, that one should get you out of your past judgment in this lifetime. So you may have to go further, possibly. But remember, what's coming up in this lifetime is what you're dealing with right now. So that can get you a lot of pressure off. What I'll do for you, Marie, is we'll go back here. And I'll go back 6 months, and you can just see how you feel here. And this might be enough to give you some type of relief. And everybody needs some kind of relief, so it's not just you. So here we go, 6 months ago. And we'll go through the chakras so you can actually feel the energy if you wish. So here we go, 6 months, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we have sample clearings just like this on YouTube. And 5 months ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 4 months ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 months ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 months ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared. That's a big one for 2 months for somebody out there. Here we go. So do that one all over again. 2 months ago, 6 chakra cleared. Wow, this is heavy. Let me just do a little more clearing here. One of you out there, or maybe two of you, will say, have a problem here. It could be anything. Remember, judgment, good or bad, judgments is all the same. So judgment is judgment. There we go. 6th chakra, 5th chakra here. Okay, and go to the heart here. This is very big here. Okay, power chakra. And second chakra. First chakra. Wow. That felt like just a lot of heavy energies. Could be relationship there. I don't know, but here we go. In fact, everything is relationship. That's what we deal with down here, is everything is related to something else, whether, you know, your relationship with your car, with your animals, with friends, you know, with the ground you work on or walk on, either way. So this is how it works. We're all in a relationship with each thing, and we don't want to judge any other creations of light because everything is created perfectly. So 1 month ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and this month up to now. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared. It's a rough one, too, here. Power chakra here. Wow. 2nd chakra. 1st chakra. There we go. Okay, everyone. Hopefully that'll help you. So the judgment clearing does help for this lifetime as far as what you're dealing with. And what happens is that it'll take away what you've had in this lifetime. It's not going to take away probably all of it, but it'll give you maybe 90% relief out of it. And then from there, you may want to see where you're really judging. There might be something in there that needs to go a little bit deeper. And after you do that, then you continuously go on and move on. And you may want to do your 7-generational judgment clearing. So anyway, normally when I do a 7-generational clearing, we'll be having that on the website here shortly. You're able to go back much further, and 7 generations for most people is enough to go back. But normally once you get these clearings, then you get the unlimited for $50, so you can go on continuously. So if something does pop up like, you know, the toast in a toaster, you can nip it in the bud and be cleared out within probably within a minute or two here for a situation that you're dealing with. How does that work with you, Annika, when you do the unlimited? Can you explain that to people, like you have a bad day or something? And how do you actually do this, and what clearings do you do?
I do as many as I can. I have done a lot of the ones that are online, not all of them, but I have done a lot of them, and I find it works instantly. I do usually 24 hours for today. I do usually 24 for yesterday. And then I put in 999, which is the highest number I can put in on days past. And I don't always do that, but, you know, sometimes I put in 150 days ago, you know, or something like that, and leave it going for a while. But if I will leave it up for, you know, if I go to bed or something, then I will definitely do 999 either weeks or days. I've actually even been creative and put it on years. I don't know if that works, but maybe you know if that works, Ron.
If everything works, remember, there's so much that we're dealing with here. That's why we have the unlimited, so you can go on there and do a lot more clearings. You know, like I said, when you do your whole life clearing, which is $5 times your age, that clearing takes away most of your stuff. And what I recommend, what I have recommended is to, you know, the Lightship wants you to do the emotional clearing. That gets rid of probably 95% of your stuff. Would you agree with that, Annika, when you first had that done a long time ago?
Yes, yeah.
So you get that one done, and all of a sudden what you thought you had wrong with you, or what you're dealing with now, is released. And yep. Now you can focus on the other maybe 5 or 10% of your stuff, and then you focus on that.
Yeah.
When you look at the list of services, yep. Right away you might look at it all and read everything and go, man, that's me. How did he know who I am? All these things I need. And you get freaked out and traumatized because all these problems are yours, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once you get the emotional clearing, they kind of start fading away. And then you pick on the ones that you really have a problem with. And then from there, you know, you want to get on the unlimited for at least the emotional clearing. If what I'd say now to do is probably first skip the emotional clearing and do the bar death code, the alien death bar code. And that's $150. I'm giving another session free away with that one, which is the emotional stress death bar code. So if you talk to anybody, most of your problems that people have is stress, and you know that stress can kill you eventually. And so these two clearings are wonderful, but you have to take and be dedicated to spend 8 hours of time approximately for each one of these. And that's for 3 bar codes. So you want to get 8 hours of time available, and that's how these healings actually work. So normally people do them on like maybe a Saturday or Sunday or one of their days off. And it takes a long time. It's, you know, it's how much life you want to have that put back into your body. I think we heard a beep there.
Yep. Hello.
Hi, this is Mike here.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing all right. My question would be, can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. You're coming through loud and clear.
Okay, my question would be, with the emotional clearing, what would be the difference between the regular emotional clearing and the 7-generational emotional clearing?
Oh, okay. I'll do a sample for everybody.
Okay.
Ready, Mike?
Yes.
Oh. So we did it initially, but I'll do it again here for the people who came out a little bit later. And if you notice that as I do it over again, you're going to have a little bit more of a clearing because they can't clear you out completely on these samples. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll do 1 generation back. And remember, we have to do all these people's lives just like we did yours. So I'll just pick on one of them, and we'll pick on your mother because that's 1 generation back. So here we go. And this may be a couple of days of energy that she passed on to you in your cellular memory. So here we go, your mother. I'll do 5 days of this here. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll go back 1 more generation to your mother's mother. So I got to mark this down. So first generation, we'll just say is your mother. Second generation is your mother's mother. Okay. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. Oh, man, I got a rock on my stomach here. Oh, geez. 5 days cleared, 4 days. How you doing, Annika? Are you feeling it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. It's really good.
Holy cow. This is just 2 generations back. Remember, you're carrying this energy. So, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'm yawning. Remember, we're going back to 256 people. I'm only picking on one of these here. So now we're going to do 3rd generation. This is your mother's mother's mother, okay, the 3 M's. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, and today cleared. Oh, man. Ugh. Okay. 4th generation. Mother's 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 mother. Okay? Oh, geez, it's getting heavy. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Remember, this is only 5 days of her life. Okay? How long did they live? Okay, 5th generation, mother's, 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 mother, okay? And this is going back still even further because there's 256 people when I hit 7 generations. Here we go, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And I'm getting a little dizzy. How are you doing, Annika? Oh, man.
Oh, I'm feeling it over here. Yeah, how many people did you say that was?
Well, I don't know. We're only picking on one person. So normally, you know, you have to multiply it by itself, I think, each time. You know, because it goes from 1 to 2 to 4 to 8, you see?
Yeah.
So you add it over again to it. So here we go, 6th generation. So mother's, mother, mothers, mother, and mother. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One more. Mother. Okay. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Oh, boy. Ugh. And the last one here, mothers, mothers, mother, 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 and mother. Okay. 6 days, 5 days cleared, getting dizzy. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So we're just picking on basically 6 days here. As you count the numbers, and that's how far we went back to clear one person out of your seven generational loop for 5 days. So it's not very many. Remember how many days each person's lived and how many thoughts they've had. Okay? So I hope that answered your question there, Mike, if you're still
on
it.
Did.
So how do you feel?
I definitely felt some movement and some energy shifts there. So it feels like a very important clearing.
Okay, yeah. Hit the nail on the head. I have done this a little bit further for some people.
Yeah.
Not too many, maybe a couple, I think. People did the seven generation. They go, Rod, this worked out wonderfully, but, you know, I think I have a few more of these things that I want to release because I know my ancestors were not very good people. So I'd like to clear off some more. So I'll do a few more years, you know, or maybe we'll do another whole set of the seven generational clearing going back maybe 14 years, you know. But typically the seven generational one gets rid of a lot of stuff. And all of a sudden, remember, who you are is your judgments of your ancestors. And so these judgments are preventing your spirit, your divinity, from coming into you. It was there initially when you were first born. Your spirit was fully into your body. And then all of a sudden, you know, as you started learning, okay, and knowing about judgment, then these things got activated in you. And now who you are is a walking judgment factory. And then you get programmed in this lifetime by what you see on physically with your eyes, you know, hear on TV, watch on TV, the radio, everything else. And you know how that goes. So this is you want to get out of yourself because each time you have a judgment, you're kicking out part of your spirit energy out of your body. So back to you, Annika.
Okay.
So our time is wrapping up. Wow, this feels like about a three-minute show, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So if you're wondering how long 8 minutes, 8 hours would be, just use this show for an example here, because right now we'd probably be breaking for a five-minute break, and you've just completed 1 hour of this special healing on Sunday. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Yeah, well, thank you so much, Mike, for...
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
So I have another question that I thought maybe we can do. Karen, who just moved, she just moved into a new townhouse, and she wonders if you have any suggestions for clearings or possibly things she could do herself, such as burning sage in a new house.
That does work for some people. For people who use that, and it seems to work. Typically, I think what she's talking about is maybe entities in the house. So for what you can do yourself, That'd probably be one of the better things. What I normally do for people who, you know, they try something and it doesn't necessarily work, what I can do, I have them send me a floor plan of their house, you know, just drawn out on a piece of paper. I have them put their front street, maybe their adjacent houses around them, maybe in their backyard, front yard, and then how the rooms are. And then I can do an actual clearing for them, and they can walk around their house and feel the energy shifting. So I do that. But as far as yourself, I would just say, the sage works. You might want to try having a light beam come in. Maybe put your computer in each room. That will definitely work momentarily. It might chase the entities away. And some people actually do that because they have a hard time sleeping at night. So I will mention that. On the Alien Attack page, you can go on there for $30 for the month, and you can activate the light beam for 8 hours so you can sleep good. So that definitely helps, too. So, anything that's heart energy will work, but it depends, you know, what these things are that's coming into your place if you're worried about that. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, the alien attack page is fantastic and so affordable and helps me so much because I've been one of those, moving around different beds and all that kind of thing, but I find I have to do it less and less now, so I'm doing much better there. So I have two questions. I don't know if we have time, but Keel was asking for more of liver gallbladder clearing sample. I don't know if you have time for that.
All right. Yeah, okay, we will. Everybody bring the light beam up on the monitor screen. And what we'll do is we'll run some energy for the next 15 minutes, and the show will be off because we ran out of time here. So bring up the light beam. I'm going to count to 10. And I just want you to request the healing for your gallbladder. What you want is just have it put back into balance probably. And, you know, request a healing. And here we go. One, two, energizing the light beam. We're going to bring in the females right now. One, two, three, four. Wow, some conditions out there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. A little bit stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I will say, if anybody is suffering with something, and you know it's something that came upon you instantly, and you're in a lot of pain. Then go to the emergency healing on the website, and the light beam will come up and assist you with that there. So you can use that a couple of times for free. I like to get donations after that for people. But from there, it's designed for people who maybe somebody passed away in their family, or you know, maybe something happened to a good close friend of yours, or maybe you have an animal that just had an injury, maybe a car ran over it or something, or you know, just really negative things. And this is designed to put you right back into balance. The energy of the light beam will come in and assist you greatly. But if you are, like, right now in physical pain from a condition of something, go on there and it will probably give you some type of relief here. And just click on the left side, and that is free to you for a couple of times there. So our show is coming to an end here. It's probably basically over already. We're on borrowed time. So thank you, BBS. The next show will be on Wednesday. And if you want to get on our email list, we'll be sending out an email probably within a day here or two for the eight-hour conference calls. Go to the bottom of the BBS screen, click on the email link there, and then you have to actually answer that yourself when you get an email, and we'll send you out a special email about this